Hey, yo, one of the things that really fascinates me is how people deal with like fucking anger and agitation, especially when it's fucking directed towards somebody else. Like you're really fucking pissed off at somebody. How do you fucking deal with that? My name is Chris Johnson, and I've dealt with a lot of that shit throughout my life. One, because my parents fought all the fucking time when I was growing up. So that's all I saw. I saw constant fucking conflict and constant fucking struggle. And I saw two fucking grown-ups that really had no fucking idea how to fucking deal with that conflict with themselves or with their fucking children. And I'd live with that until I got the fuck out of there. But the damage was done. The damage was done, fellas. Oops, I just fucked up my microphone. Hold on a second. Whoop. We good? We up and running? I told myself for fucking years, like, I'm not gonna fucking handle things like that. I'm not gonna be a fucking asshole. I'm not gonna yell and fucking scream or get fucking silent or do any of that bullshit. But guess what? In my fucking marriage, I repeated those same fucking mistakes and now I'm fucking divorced. So thanks, Mom and Dad. I'm gonna blame you for my shortcomings like a true fucking responsible adult. But it's true though. I saw a whole bunch of shit like that when I was growing up. Like my parents, one of their biggest fucking things was like if they were pissed at you, they just wouldn't fucking talk to you. Which for a fucking child, especially an anxious, neurotic child who has fucking attachment issues to this fucking day probably because of this shit, it was fucking devastating because I just wanted some fucking attention. I just wanted somebody to fucking talk to me. But guess what, man? You didn't clean out the fucking sink in time. Guess what, buddy boy? You didn't get off your ass fast enough to help me fucking measure the shed. So I'm gonna be a fucking dick to you and just not fucking talk to you for a couple days, and then I'll punish you a couple days later, causing fucking years worth of social anxiety and just fucking depression, like motherfucker. But I like to think that, like, even when I was doing it in my own fucking relationship, being a complete fucking idiot, I was recognizing it and I was trying to fucking fix it. Now, I wasn't fucking successful. And who, I gotta be honest with you, who knows if I'll be successful now? Because I haven't been in a relationship for a very long time. I've had a lot of fucking therapy since then, so I'm aware of what's happening. But will I really be able to fucking handle myself if I ever get in a relationship again? I don't fucking know. In all honesty, I don't fucking know. So I just kind of stay out of one. That way I'm not destroying two lives. I'll just destroy my own. You know what I'm saying? One of my buddies is dealing with this shit right now at his job. He's got a fucking grown man that isn't talking to him. A grown man. A fucking adult is not talking to him. This adult wants him to know, like, you know what, buddy boy? I'm mad at you. I'm not going to tell you why, and I'm not going to handle it like a grown-up, but I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm just going to fucking walk away and ignore you. Holy fuck. Come on. Like, it's one thing if you're being an asshole in the fucking home, because you're thinking to yourself, well, this is my fucking home. I can be a fucking asshole in my home. You can't be. You're still a dick if you're an asshole in your home. But, like, it's on a very small scale. The shit doesn't get outside the fucking walls. But when you're, like, at work and you're an asshole at work, then everybody sees that you're an asshole. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was always like, you know what? We'll try to keep the fighting away from everybody else so nobody fucking knows it. And when we're out in public, we'll just be normal fucking human beings. I don't know why people can't just extend that to their relationships. I couldn't do it either. But it seems like something that's hard to do. So my buddy hasn't been spoken to in a long time. And I just think to myself, like, what is the thought process for somebody who's not talking to somebody else? I guess this is going on like 6 weeks now. We're like 6 weeks in. Something happened fucking month and a half ago and there's still no communication. I think to myself, does this person that's not talking, they know there's no coming back from this, right? You can't just be a complete fucking asshole for 45 days and then all of a sudden be like, you know what? We're cool now, buddy. Let's just talk again and be normal. That's shit that used to happen when you were like kids, but it was acceptable when you were kids because you didn't know what the fuck you were doing and you were six. Not really appropriate when you've got fucking kids and you're working in a professional environment. That's another thing. This motherfucker's got kids. Think about that. If you're doing that at work, how much worse are you at home? You gotta be worse at home, right? I assume that everybody is worse at home. Anybody I see at work, if they're big dicks, I assume that they're always worse at home just because that's how it is. I'm probably just basing that on my home life because things were always fucking bad at home. In public, they put on the fucking smile. At home, it was a fucking disaster. So they're probably always worse at home. So if he's this much of a dick at work, he's at least this much of a dick at home. He has to be. And he's probably fucking worse. So like, do you do this to your kids, you fucking asshole? If you do, I'm gonna punch you right in your fucking face because you're fucking them up. Look at me. I'm fucked up. You're gonna fuck your kids up, you piece of shit. And a couple people know what's going on. A couple other people at the workplace know what the fuck is going on. And they sometimes excuse it because of how old this fucking guy is. This is horse shit too. You'll hear this from time to time. They'll be like, you know what, man? He's old. He's not changing. Fuck that shit. I fucking hate that saying. That saying's garbage. It's complete fucking garbage. So basically, you're just excusing shitty behavior and not confronting it because this guy's been on the earth a specific period of time. If your fucking toddler acted like that, you'd be like, you stop being a fucking dick. But like, once you get to a certain age, like, what's the age that it's like, you know what? Fuck it. He's just a dick. Like, there's no turning back. He's always going to be a dick. You don't always have to be a dick. You can fucking change. I just think, like, making that fucking excuse is bullshit. It's like you're letting somebody get away with being a jerk. Like, everybody knows he's a jerk, but like, just, he's old, you know? Fuck it. He's not gonna fucking change. That's bullshit. You're in fucking public. You're in a fucking workplace. You wanna be a fucking old dick at your fucking house when nobody has to fucking see you except for your poor fucking kids and your husband or your wife, who you probably fucking bitch about all the time. That's one thing. But like, when you bring that shit to me, when you bring that shit to the fucking world, I ain't got no time for that fucking nonsense. Somebody step up. Step up and tell him he's a fucking dick. So dumb. It's dumb as shit. But I'm not dumb as shit. Or maybe I am, but I'll be back either way. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when the new podcast episodes come out. I'm going to keep putting it in the Facebook timeline so you can get it there. It's going to be on Spotify, on fucking Google Play, on Apple Podcast, and on Podbean, the website or the app. That's the main hub. So everything is there. You can catch me on Twitter too if you want, at JohnsonHateYou. And please follow my Instagram page because I fucking love it. Maybe 5 minutes.